Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell outlined the city's priorities for the upcoming fiscal year at the annual State of Metro address today. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports his key focus was affordability.
O'Connell's address boiled down to,
"The world is hard right now."
But he had some proposals to fix it. That's despite a likely stagnant budget due later this week. His big proposal is a partial grocery tax cut.
"Lowering the grocery tax by a half cent lightens the load on all of us, especially on working families, single parents, seniors, and anyone who's stretching every dollar."
The biggest portion of the grocery tax, that's 4%, which goes to the state, not the city, will remain intact after the legislature failed to approve any changes this session. O'Connell also proposed new grants for local businesses and affordable housing investments. Housing has been a focus of many community requests in recent months.
"We need housing that is publicly owned and stays affordable forever instead of subsidizing the private market."
That was Kenita Patterson, one of many people who called for housing investment at a recent council meeting. The annual budget public hearing, where residents can respond to the mayor's proposal, is set for June 2nd. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling has cleared the path for Tennessee Republicans to redistrict more seats in their favor ahead of the November midterms. U.S. Senator and gubernatorial candidate Marsha Blackburn has called for lawmakers to draw new maps to eliminate the state's remaining Democratic seat in Congress. Tennessee Republicans got rid of Nashville's Democratic seat during redistricting in 2022, but left Memphis alone. The predominantly Black and Democratic city had been protected by federal law that prohibited racial gerrymandering. Now, Blackburn is proposing new maps that would lump Memphis in with rural areas in the middle of the state. The drive from one end of the district to another would be more than 200 miles. Democrats have criticized the plan for diluting the power of Black voters. The governor has not yet responded to a WPLN request for comment on whether he will call a special session to consider new maps.